Welcome to Wildly Worthy, where we get intentional about money and life. I'm Nikki. I used to be insecure, anxious, feeling stuck like a victim of my circumstances until I started taking inspired action and truly believing in myself. Now I'm an international money and mindset coach, teach other women how to take charge of their finances and their lives. Each week, I'll teach you something new to get you one step closer to your dream life. You'll learn how to make friends with your money and yourself while finding gratitude and abundance all around you. It's time to start believing that you are wildly worthy of your wildest dreams. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm so happy you're here. I'm always happy you're here. Today, I want to talk about something that came up in a conversation with a friend a few days ago. And we were talking about like how to get out of a rut or just feeling stuck or blah or like unmotivated. And we were talking about it because I had just gone through this and she was like, what did it? What got you out? Because she's also a coach. And we are always like, how can we help our clients better? So I was like, you know, I think I just started doing the things. And so that's what I want to share with you a little bit today. And not in a like toxic positivity type way of like, oh, just pretend everything is fine and just keep going and smile. Not in that way at all. But one thing that I said and that I've heard before is that the brain follows the body. Which brings me back to why I'm doing so much somatic healing and learning that so I can pass that on to you all. So I say that I did all the things, and what that just really means is like we have, and you probably have too, like this list of things that we know make us feel better or make us more productive or, you know, clear our minds rather than, you know, scrolling social media, binging a like scary show on Netflix. So not that I was doing that. I try really hard not to watch scary shows, especially true crime. I don't know why. I just can't. My nervous system cannot handle it. But I told her, you know what? I was not like meditating every day like I used to. I was not doing the things that I know make me feel better. I was not like stretching. Like I've gotten to where I do these like restorative yoga practices at night, and it just really is healing my nervous system. It is regulating me and putting in me in a more like calm state, which is also what meditation does as well. And then I'm doing the breath work and the EFT and, you know, all those things that I keep talking about help. And I think sometimes we forget to do those things, or we don't feel like doing them, because that was me. And I'm really bad. I'm just going to convince you guys, like, if I don't feel like doing it, I'm like, oh, well, I'm not inspired. But sometimes we have to do the things when we're not inspired, because then we'll become inspired. Like, I have told you all before, like, I love to dance, and you know, sometimes we're just not feeling it. When we're not fully in our bodies, like that feels really uncomfortable, right? Because to dance, you have to be fully in your body and feeling it and knowing, like being able to take up space is one way I put it. Like feeling okay about extending that arm, moving that leg, moving those hips, you know, turning in circles, taking up the whole space in real sense, like the whole room that you're dancing in. And so if you start doing that, or if I start doing that, if I start dancing, and at one point I was like maybe cooking dinner or something, and there I had music playing and I just started dancing and I was like, oh yeah. And it's just like my body kind of remembers this is good for us. This feels good and this lifts our mood. So like, hey, let's do this more, right? And I'm no like a fantastic dancer by any means, but it's fun for me and it moves everything that I need to move, right? So, you know, this is a quickie today and I just wanted to share it with you all because I had that when I was talking to a friend, I was like, you know, because I think a lot of times we do things and we come out of things and we don't go back and critically think about what made it change. What was this flip switch the switch that flipped? I'll get it right here in a minute. And I think that was it. It was doing the things I didn't feel like doing, but I knew were good for me and felt good for me. And I'm still not 100% back to like working out on a regular basis. And that's okay with me. I've taken on a part-time job and there's a lot of walking in my part-time job that I'm doing. And so I feel like I'm getting a lot of physical exercise in that way. So you decide, what do you think your body really needs right now? Like if your physical body has been pushed really hard and that's not something that, you know, feel like need to be done, like maybe let's do some like stuff that's good for your heart. Not cardio, but like how you feel and your brain and your emotion and your mental capacity. What do you need? And another thing that I wrote down is like, do it before you're confident. And that's kind of like the dancing thing that I've talked about. And it could be posting. The other day, I posted a dance on TikTok. And I have cringed every time I've watched it. But one of the things that I'm working on is increasing my tolerance for uncomfort. Becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? Allowing that to be there, allowing that feeling to be there, and that will put us in a better, or no, I shouldn't say better, a more peaceful state. You know, one of the reasons I started all this coaching, I started way back, is like I had really intense anxiety, and I don't think that we're ever healed from that. It's just constantly finding different ways and better ways to handle it. And when we have these coping strategies, we can snap out of it more quickly. The fear may still come for just a second, and then we're like, oh, I'm safe. Because our lizard brain thinks, ah, danger, run, hide. But me posting a video of me dancing is not danger, right? I'm not in danger. People might make fun of me. People might comment and say not nice things. And that's okay. Because if we're always scared of what other people are going to say and what other people are going to think, we're not going to do anything that we really want to do. And part of that is like being afraid of the rejection or the abandonment. What if there's something like you have been wanting to do your entire life and you didn't do it because you were afraid someone would make fun of you? Does that matter? In the grand scheme of things, does it really matter if that person makes fun of you? And if they do, what's going to happen? What's the worst that's going to happen? You may feel a little silly, but does it matter? Can you still keep going? If you get one negative comment and there are 100 positive comments, was it worth it? You know, if you encouraged one person, was it worth it? I think so. And let me tell you, I still like want to delete that or hide that, but I'm like, I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it because I'm increasing my tolerance and I am just waiting almost in anticipation for someone to go, whose mom is this? Get off this app. I'm no one's mom, but I'm old enough to be moms of people on the app. So yeah. I think doing things before you're confident, before you feel ready, and not in a way that's going to like trigger you, but just, you know, start small. Do little things that, you know, you think you can handle. Right? Okay. Cool. I love this. Okay, I'm gonna finish up here instead of just rambling, and I hope that this helped you. I'd love to hear from you if it did help you or you like it. Find me on Instagram. Let me know. Send me an email. I'll put all that info in the show notes. See you next time. Bye. Once again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram at wildly_worthy. You can tag me in your stories or send me a DM. Also, I'd love it if you could leave us a rate or review and subscribe if you're not already doing so. Can't wait to see you next time. Bye.